few hours here in Israel, it's going to be Shabbat. So I just wanted to say a little something about Shabbat. Shabbat is one of the most beautiful central practices of Judaism. The Hebrew days, they start at night. So when the sun goes down, it begins the next day. So tonight, when the sun is going down, we begin the Shabbat. So here in Tzfat, where I live, almost everybody keeps the Shabbat. So it's a very special place to keep Shabbat, where you have a whole community of people that are doing Shabbat. So as the sun is going down tonight, a few hours, every house here lights candles for Shabbat, light candles to as a brief meditation and to, in the lighting of them, and to signify the beginning of the Shabbat. And once the Shabbat starts, for the next 24 hours, we are in a completely different reality. And there's way too much to talk about in just a couple minutes here. But one of the things on Shabbat is we go completely offline. Right before we light the Shabbat candles tonight, everybody takes their phones, we turn them off, we put them somewhere, we're not going to touch them for the next 24 hours. We also take all of our money and we put it away with our phones. We don't use money for the next 24 hours during Shabbat. That's like an amazing thing. Like, the nation of Israel for the past 4,000 years has taken one day every single week and on some level, like, transcended materialism. Like, there's no buying, selling, money, nothing. Only sharing on Shabbat. Today, like, going offline, it's just a whole another space to be in. So we get today, everybody's getting ready for Shabbat, cooking meals and making preparations. Because once the Shabbat starts, it's like a 24-hour-a-day sort of meditative day, a day to try to make more spiritual than the rest of the week, trying to raise everything up. We make three special meals over the Shabbat, sit with our family and good friends and drink a little wine and talk to each other. Nobody's on their devices. Try to raise up the conversations to spiritual matters. And the ideas on Shabbat is to really concentrate on just being in the present moment. Like, all the things that during the week we're working on and our work and all the stuff we have to do, is the idea is not even be thinking about that on Shabbat. Where for 6 days of the week we're working and doing everything we can do, making effort. And then Shabbat is like we're realizing that really God's doing everything. 6 days a week we're seeing what we need to fix in the world and fix in ourselves. And Shabbat, the idea is to just be thankful. The concept is to try for 24 hours, the best we can, be in a state of thankfulness. Only look at the good. Only be thankful. Be happy for what we have. Like, trying to do that for a minute can be hard. But we try to do it for like the whole day, as much as we can. Any thought that comes to us, it's not a thought of thankfulness or thought that comes to us is something, oh, we got to do. I'm trying to like learn how to like put that away until Shabbat is over. So Shabbat like corresponds to that when we reach the level of giving in order to give. Reaching the level of giving in order to give and then being able to receive in order to give. To experience God's goodness in a state of giving and appreciation. Yeah, so Shabbat's just coming here soon, feeling the Shabbat coming in. And so just wanted to say a word about Shabbat. Okay,